think it's the most important thing there is.
Hive 103.2.
Time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
HOPE 103.2.
Just got me high and it's so beautiful, yeah, yeah. I'm 1032.
Yeah. Y'all ready? All these conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out.
Hope 1032. baby, I just can't see.
Going, but I know that you need someone. Collette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Hugh van Kylenberg about resilience in teens. Hosting Australia's top 10 podcast at the same time running the Resilience Project, Hugh opens up about his family life and how resilience needs to be practiced instead of just talked about.
Our family is not one of those families that sits around the dinner table having a nice meal. It's utter chaos and mayhem. But when I brought the GM cards home, the question might be, what's the best thing that happened to you today? Or who's someone who made you smile today? And we go through these cards and they love it. Like, they really love doing it. So it feels quite nice that the kids are, you know, enjoying these cards.
Pick up resilience tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Express your interest in owning an exciting cost of living relief initiative. Drive-Bys will offer Australian families unprecedented energy savings, up to 66 cents per litre off fuel or an equivalent amount on their electricity bills. And Freewords will offer SMEs a risk-free pay-per-sale advertising alternative. Simply pledge an amount and pay at point of sale. No financial risk, no upfront cost, no lock-in contract and precise ROI certainty. Visit freewords.com.au. Station sponsor.
In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today. maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, Worldshare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching, helping you face any career challenge with confidence. Our dedicated team is ready to provide you with unlimited career coaching for 6 months. So talk to us about career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching. With over 20 years' experience, station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching are your trusted career coaching team. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
The research is clear. Hearing God's voice changes people. I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. In 1989, a sociologist named Margaret Paloma conducted a study in over 60 North American churches on the impact of hearing God's voice. She found that after hearing from God, people were more likely to forgive, serve their community, pray for others, share their faith, and care for the poor. Years later, the study was repeated in Asia and England with the very same findings. We shouldn't be surprised. The Holy Spirit was always God's game plan to empower the church and transform the world. Jesus sent the Spirit as his continuing voice so that God's kingdom could come here on earth as it is in heaven. So if you want to join in, the question is, what is God saying to me? And am I following? For more on having your own God Conversations, go to godconversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
We're all related, brothers and strangers. The king and the beggar bleed the same. We've all got a sickness, a terminal condition. We medicate it, but the pain won't go away. See the eyes of a million faces, looking for it in a million places. Only one can save us, Jesus.
to the orphan without a home. Oh, we fell in the darkness, lost till you found us. You're the remedy we're looking for.
Here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 1032. 1032.
I bring her coffee in the morning. She brings me in a piece. I take her out to fancy restaurants. She takes the sadness out of me. I make her cards on her birthday. She makes me a better man. I take her water when she's thirsty. She takes me as I am. I love it when her mind wanders, and she loves it when I stay at home. I know when she's lost, and she knows when I feel alone. From all my airs and graces to the little things I do, everything is pointless without you. Of all the dreams I'm chasing, there's only one I choose. Everything is pointless without you. I light the fire when it's cold out, and she lights up the room. I hope that she'll love me forever. She hopes I'll be back soon. I take her out to the movies. She takes away my pain. She is the start of everything, and I'll be there till the end. I love when she laughs for no reason, and her love's the reason I'm here. She knows when I'm hurt, and I know when she's feeling scared. From all my years and graces to the little things I do, everything is pointless without you. Of all the dreams I'm chasing, there's only one I choose. Everything is pointless without you. Things I do, everything is pointless without you. Of all the dreams I'm chasing, there's only one I chose. Everything is pointless without you. Everything is pointless without you.
Hope 1032.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind, 'cause everyone you meet is fighting their own battle, fighting their own battle. So be kind, 'cause everyone you see needs to know they matter, they need to know they matter. So be kind, kind. Long lines trying to check out. Behind me a kid starts to act out. First thought this kid wasn't raised right. Next thought I wonder what their home's like. Then I see she's a single mother. Just
1032.
Time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family. With genuine Christian care, we look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. Are those people going somewhere? Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms.
with the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me a heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 I've been here a million times, a couple million lies. Just moving past me by, I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second glance, so give me a second chance to see the way you've seen the people all along. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing.
Warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
When we only cared about the fall, there was no way to know that we would get here now. Too early to stay worried about us all, before we knew what we were both about. Stuck in holding, everything is frozen. We're faking safe and sound. Man, I can't keep picking up each time you call. If everything I say just is down, you're all that I want. So concerning, soon as I leave you, I just keep on hurting. And once we're off the tracks, it falls apart too fast. And we've been scared for too long, never really last. But once I get to thinking, it all keeps coming back, yeah. You're all that I want. Just try to be honest, 'cause you're all that I want, you're all that I need. And if it hurts,
building hope for your today and tomorrow.
Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's Chris Witz with you. Morning Devotions. Nick Vujicic is a remarkable man. You may have seen him in some TV specials. He was born without arms and legs, but he lets nothing stop him from achieving what he wants in life. Here's what he said one day. If we went by the world's definition of who I'm supposed to be because I look weird, well, surely this guy can't have a productive life. He can't have a sense of humour. Surely he can't love life. We stereotype people in this world. And so if the world thinks you're not good enough, it's a lie, you know. Get a second opinion. I thought that's a pretty good quote. And he makes a great deal of sense, especially if you feel you're not good enough or you look different to others. Many of us feel deep down that we're not good enough. I'm not a good enough father, no matter how hard I try. I'm inadequate. My best is just not good enough. I just don't feel I'll ever be good enough as a valuable member of my local community, for example. Now, I think there is a problem here. Many of us believe our worth is based on what others say about us. Do you worry about what others say or even think about you? And some of us have grown up in a home where we have had a lot of encouragement and we feel good about ourselves. And yet others have grown up hearing, you're stupid or you're pathetic, and we've believed that. Or I wish you were more like your brother. Well, you think maybe I am not that good. But then someone says something good about you or gives you a compliment, and you can start feeling better about yourself. Maybe you've made some mistakes in your past and you think that, well, I did something stupid and I can't forgive myself for what I did, so I'm of no worth. Isn't it sad when we can't forgive ourselves for what we've done? There's a book called The Wild Goose Chase by Mark Patterson, and he wrote this. We become so fixated on our past mistakes that we forfeit the future opportunities. We mistakenly think that our mistakes disqualify us from being used by God. Now, here lies the difference. As a Christian, you can look above the past failures. There are many people who disqualify themselves from serving God simply because of this. They think they're not good enough. It was something, perhaps a mistake, in their past. But we need to remember that we get our worth and value from what God says about us. We're not who others say we are, and we're not the sum total of our past experiences. We are who God says we are. And this is where we find our worth and our value. Whenever the lie comes up, I'm not good enough, we've